Well, thank you, band. May God bless you. Such a great music. I heard the music. You know, the first service was with the organ. It's beautiful. But, you know, all the musics that God made that we can worship him, that we can glorify him. The reading from the gospel. I just want to read from there. The book of John, chapter number 16, verse number 1 to 15. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whosoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me, but I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. The work of the Holy Spirit, I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I go not away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of the truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has in me, mine, therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray before I start. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of Holy Spirit, through the promises of your scripture, O Lord, that you said, come together and worship with joyful and cheerful heart, O Lord. We are here with the joy and with the cheerful heart. O Lord, open our spirit, open our mind, O Lord, and let your spirit, the spirit of truth, comes and teach us and guide us and lead us, O Lord, all what you want us to learn from your scripture, O Lord. Give us the heart that we can believe, that we can obey, that we can surrender ourselves unto you, O Lord. We lift up our eyes and our heart and mind and soul and our hands and our life, O Lord, unto you. And we look up, O Lord, that your will be done as it is in heaven, on this earth for us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Good morning. I am so thankful for the pastor and his mission work and his the work he is doing with your church. I am so thankful for the elders of the church and the leaders of the church, and plus the congregation. I humble my heart that you give me another chance that I can come and represent the gospel of God. He said, go and preach the gospel to the end of the earth. So I'm going to talk to you about the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel is inspiring book, if you see in the attitude of your spirit, because Jesus said, when the Spirit comes, it will going to reveal all the revelation, all the truth to you. So if you open yourself, if you deliver yourself to the Spirit, if you surrender to Jesus Christ, then nothing is hidden from you, because it is for our edification that we learn from it. If church does not know the future of what is going to come as predicted in the Revelation and in the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel is the Old Testament version of optical book, like it talks about the prophecies, it talks about the end time, it talks about the youth age. You know, Daniel was 15 years old when he was in the exile. Think about that. If something happened to you now, it in your family, and you have your 14 years old, your 15 years old, how they will going to handle when they will be under the exile. So Daniel is a great inspiration for our families, that we should stick towards him, that we should thought about him. We should take all the revelation what Daniel has it. Daniel was 15 years old in 600 BC, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was the Babylonian. He took and he took away all the cream of the Jews, the cream of the Jerusalem. Daniel belongs to a royal family. He was from the tribe of Judah. When you think about Judah, what it means in your mind? Judah means, it's the Hebrew word Judah. Judah means that praise the Lord, glorify him with a cheerful heart, with an open mind. Come unto me, oh, with the heavy hearted. So Jesus is also from the tribe of Judah. David is also from the tribe of Judah. So if you see that, Judah means the praise and worship. Judah means that I will glorify the Lord. So Daniel is from the royal family. He was with the royal things. And if you go and read 1 Peter and 2 Peter, Peter writes to the church and he says, you are also belong to the royal family. You are the child of God. And in John, very first chapter, the verse number 13 and 12 and 13, it says, whosoever believe, I give him the rights to call me the Father, because I'll give you the inheritance which you have lost in the beginning. I will call you my sons and my daughters. And we are the sons and the daughters of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you feel that you are a son of God, you are a daughter of God, then claim it. I have the spirit of Daniel. I have the spirit of Peter, John, and all the prophets in the past. I have the spirit of Jesus Christ, because he says, I'm going to go to my Father and I'm going to send another comforter. Another mean that it's same like me. The word another over there used in the chapter 14 of the book of John means that A-L-L-O-W. It's mean that it's just like me. That's why in the Bible it says, he that come. So Father, Son and Holy Spirit all works together, because they started in the beginning and they will going to end the same way. The Father, Son and Holy Spirit is always work together and glorify his name. So let's come to the chapter number 4, Daniel. I will go into the details about the book of Daniel in the Bible study coming the few weeks. So I will be with you. Just bear me with you, and I will try to make easy for you that how you can understand the book of Daniel. If you understand the book of Daniel, you will easily understand the book of Revelation, because God started in the Old Testament and he finished it in the New Testament. So the 12th chapter of Daniel, the verse number 4 says, Daniel, shut down these things, and these are the things for the end time. So God told Daniel, shut down these things. This will be the end time. So when the end time comes, when did the end times come? Did you remember that end time comes when the Holy Spirit came? In the book of Acts, chapter number 2, the day of the Pentecost, when the Spirit came, when the Holy Spirit came, that's the day of the end started, because all the revelation was going to given to the church, to the youngs, to the old. And the book of Joel also talks about that. The end of the time, I will pour down my Spirit to the youngs, to the old, to the everybody, to all the flushes. If you surrender yourself to the holy ones. And the second, I have a little time in this period. I will not go into the details, but I will go through with my slides and we'll try to be consolidated together. So I'm going to talk about the fourth chapter of Daniel today, right now, and it is the second dream of the King Nebuchadnezzar. So the King Nebuchadnezzar ruled in BC 600 to 534 BC. So that's the period he has ruled over it. So the shortest version of this dream is the gift of interpretation. So in Daniel chapter 4, verse number 15, but let the stump and its roots bound with iron and bronze remain in the ground, and it goes on. So what it means, you know, in the second chapter of the Daniel, he saw the big image of a thing, and that dream disturbed him. But the second dream, the Bible says, it's troubled him. It's make him to think about that. What is my future? Because I am so concerned about my future. Everybody is nowadays concerned about their future. They were thinking, what will be happen tomorrow? What will be look like of next week? What will be the look like next month? What will be the look like the coming year in my life? So everybody is concerned. So the same is the King Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 4, he was so afraid, he was so feared, he was so shocked that I want to know about my future, how the things will going to come and stay in my the time of rule. So these things, the binding of the tree is with the iron and with the bronze. When I will go into the detail, I will teach you about the bronze. So it was a special dream because this information was directly given to the Nebuchadnezzar. The first chapter of the book of Daniel was written in Hebrew. From second chapter to the eighth chapter of his first section, like 15 verses, are written in Aramaic. So after that, it's ended with the Hebrew. So book of Daniel was written in Hebrew and then Aramaic, and then go again in the Hebrew. So remember that if you understand these things, then you can totally understand what are the dreams, what are the signs, what are the symbols, what are the visions, what it look like, how it will going to come into the actions. So these goes step by step. The second chapter is about the second dream of the King Nebuchadnezzar. So end time events help us to put together the future and the events. If you want to know the end time, if you want to know the future, then you dig down into the scriptures. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of heavens and the righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33 talks about that you should seek first. You can go and dig down. And Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be open. And if you ask, he will going to give you. And if you shall knock, and he will shall open you. And he will going to come into your heart. And he will come into your mind. And he will come into your family. And he will come into your house. And he will live with you. And he will develop in you. You know, his great thing is this, that I want to develop with you. I want to live with you. I want to have a communion with you. That's why we come every Sunday and we have a communion, because that's what Jesus commanded us. I want to have a communion with you. I want to have a fellowship with you. I have to be like a brother and a sister with you. I want to sit with you. I want to commune with you. When you commune, you talk. You become a friend. You become a strong partner of that person, and you talk about your personal things. So the character, we see how to live godly life in an ungodly world. If you read, see right now, if you open your newspaper, if you turn on your radio, if you turn on your TV, you will going to see all the chaos, all the unworldly things around you. Same happened at the time of Daniel. Daniel was 15 years old and he was in the exile. The very first chapter of the book of Daniel was introduction. Second chapter, God reveals himself. And the third chapter, God delivered them. In the fourth chapter of the book of Daniel, he says that I am the king, I am the sovereign God, I am the ruler. So Belteshazzar is the name given to the Daniel. The Belteshazzar means that the God of Baal. But Daniel did not use Belteshazzar. Whenever he come and stand before the king, he always says, I, the Daniel. The word Daniel in the book of Daniel, it has only 75, it comes 75, it has only 12 chapter. And the third chapter does not include the name of Daniel. If you read carefully the scriptures, scriptures always give you the inspiration. Scripture will always guide you. Scripture will always give you the head start. Don't you ever forget about the scripture, because if you want to know about your life, go and search, because God said, I will going to reveal to you all the future. Don't ever dare that I don't know. I don't know what the Bible says. I don't know the book of Daniel. I don't know the book of Revelation. You know, in the book of Revelation, the first three verses, what it says? If you read it, you will be the blessed one. If you obey it, you will be the blessed one. If you follow it, you will be the blessed one. Three times it says, you will be the blessed one. And in the book of Revelation, chapter number 1, verse number 9, it says, go, John, and give these revelation to the churches. And all the revelation was given to the churches. And he says, write these letter to the churches. And church should know the prophecies. Church was neglecting the prophecies, because church himself scared from the prophecies. God said, let not your heart be troubled. That's what he said in John 14 to his disciple. So if you are a disciple, let's come into the discipleship. Let's come into the time of that God. I will try to go through with all my scriptures. It's a very lengthy book. It has a 12 chapter, but it has the very long version in it. If you go verse by verse, you will going to sit for whole days and read about these things. So this In this passage, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream showing God's power and authority. Remember, God is always powerful. God is always authorized. He is the only one who do things according to his will and according to his power, because he is all powerful. He is all authorized. He is the creator. He can do anything at any time. He can calm the storm. He can remove all the mountains, and he can deliver you from all kind of trouble. He can forgive you from all your trespasses, from all your sins. He can guide you. He can give you all the things what you required in your life, but you have to surrender yourself. Read Daniel. There are two characters in the book of in whole Bible as a human nature. If you read, the first one is in the book of Genesis. Genesis 34 talks about the story of Joseph. You won't find any negative things written about Joseph. You won't find in 12th chapter of Daniel not anything about negative. What it means, as a human, they did not pursue to the sin. They did not have a sinful life, because if they would have it, the Bible recorded it. If they can, Bible recorded David's sin, they can record it their sins too. So remember that. So if they can recorded Abraham's sin, they can recorded Daniel's sins. And Jesus said about Daniel, he says, Daniel the prophet, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, verse number 15 and 14 and 16, Jesus himself talk about Daniel. Daniel is the prophet. He was living in the time of Jeremiah. He was living in the time of Ezekiel. He was living his life under those prophets. If you surrender yourself under the church, if you surrender yourself under the pastor, the God will going to reveal his revelation to his church, and he will going to take care of you. Even though if you are in exile, even though if you are in a great danger, he will going to take care of all your need. And that's what the book of Daniel teaches. Its theme is this, that God is the one who rescues. The meaning of Daniel is God the judge. God the judge. That is the meaning of the Daniel. Daniel knows that God is judge. He will going to control. He will going to take care of everything. This is the shortened version of the fourth chapter of the summary. Introduction of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Nebuchadnezzar dreams comes. And then the first part, the first 4 to 12 verses, it talks about his dream. And then the 13 to 18 is the climax. And then from 19 to 27 is the interpretation of the dream. And that's the theme of our sermon is. So the fulfillment of the dream, it comes to the end of that, and then the king's testimony. So this chapter gives you that he acknowledged that God is the sovereign God. You see, what does Nebuchadnezzar says about God? What does he say? That's what the church says. That's what the other people says. Great signs and wonder. Who does the great signs and the wonder? God, who lives in heavens, and he has authority. And then everlasting kingdom belongs to God, and then he is the sovereign. That's the belief of the Nebuchadnezzar. Then how could he not coming to the practice of his life? You know, we read, we follow it, but we don't obey it. And that's our downfall. And that's the downfall of the king Nebuchadnezzar. He thought that I am the great king. Oh, I have conquered everything. He conquered whole world. He conquered from east to west. He conquered south to the north. And he was the great king. And that dream showed him, the Nebuchadnezzar, you are the king who ruled whole world. And whole world is standing before you. And that's what he did. In the book of Daniel chapter number 4 says, all the world were standing before him and bowing before him. In third chapter, he did. He made the big image and he said, everybody come and bow down before it. That's what he made the mistake in. He says, oh, I am the one who can do anything. I can do anything. I can say anything. So look, the power of God, all powerful. That's what we should learn. What is the power of God? He is all powerful. Eternity of God, always existing. Authority, he rules over all. He is the ruler. He is everything. He does. So when you think that I can understand, I can do anything by my own self, and that's the mistake Nebuchadnezzar king did, and he called all the magicians, and he called all the conjurers, and he called all the Chaldeans, and he called all the deliverers, and all the scholars, and all those things came to him, but they could not interpret the dream. Who did it? The natural man does not know or understand the things of God. Nobody can understand without the power of Holy Spirit. And Jesus said in John 16, it's not 15, it's John 16, 13. He says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. If you want to know the truth, if you want to know the future, then you have to have the power of Holy Spirit in your life, and it will reveal everything unto you. The tree represent Nebuchadnezzar. God, you know, he thought that I am the great ruler. So his greatness shows in the tree. But God is the creator of all the trees. The most high God of Israel. Rule over all men. So number one thing in God rules in all the kingdoms of men. He gives rule to whomever he wishes. Number three, gives even to the lowest of the people. Doesn't matter who you are. He pick you up and make you the right hand of the king. Remember, he made the right hand to the Daniel. He made the right hand to Joseph when he was in the prison, when he was in the captivity. Remember, all these things, God give you the opportunity to rule and reign. So the book of Psalms says in 103:19, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens and his sovereignty rules over all. He's the one who gives the relation. He's the one who chooses the king. Doesn't matter who is the next president. Doesn't matter where our country goes. But remember that God is the king. He's the creator. He's standing over there and he's looking at you, how you come to me and how you acknowledge me that you are my king. Look at the Daniel. Daniel refused all the king that offered him. Daniel said, I don't need your food. I don't need your rituals. I don't need anything. anything. I just want to be a regular person. Just want to surrender myself unto the Lord. He is my provider. He will going to give me the good health. He will going to restore me. He will going to keep me in the strong position. All the gifts and the talents come from him. Look at this interpretation of the dream. Nebuchadnezzar responds that God is the judge. And the final result, Nebuchadnezzar, the man of pride, is warned by God before he brings judgment. God is a sovereign God. He don't bring you into the judgment until he reveal all the theology or all the revelation unto you. The book of Micah says that he comes and he reveal everything unto you before the head of time. If you go and read the book of Genesis says that he teaches Adam. Adam, don't you try to eat from this tree. The day you eat, you will dead. He gave him the future. If you touch it, you will going to die. And if you go further, you will going to see that the flood is coming, the time of Noah. Noah preached for 120 years while he was building, but nobody cares about that. He always was that. And if you come to the book of Genesis, then a little further, and if you see the Abraham was already knows that where my nephew is, Lot, that Sodom and Gomorrah will going to destroy. God already told Abraham that I'm going to destroy that city. Go and tell Lot to come out of there. So God is already predicting all those things. So when Jesus was coming into this world, he already predicted, my son is coming. My son is coming, because he has promised in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3:15, I will going to have an enmity between you and between Satan. So he will going to come and crush your head. So God knows that I am coming. From the book of Genesis to the book of Matthew, he came and he crushed the head, and now he is coming, and he will going to rule this world for a millennium, and he will going to set his kingdom. So are you ready, my brothers and sister? Are you ready, church, for his kingdom? Are you ready for his millennium? Are you ready? Because he's coming to receive his bride. Is the bride ready? Think in yourself, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will going to sing and rejoice in him. I will going to kneel down before him. I will going to surrender him. Daniel, three times a day, he goes and kneel down before the Lord. And he was not asking anything for himself. He was asking for his generation. He's asking for his nation. Today, God is looking for the church who is crying for his people, who is crying for his generation. This is the day that Lord is looking towards us, that where the church stand, where the nations are in the chaos. Are you worrying about the nations? Are you worrying about his creation? Are you worrying about the Lord's coming? Think about that. Daniel gave us the head start. He said, but he does not realize that there is one true God. You know, whenever Daniel comes and stand before the king Nebuchadnezzar, he always says, I, the Daniel, the Lord judge. He does not use I, the Belteshazzar. Remember that. He always says, I, the Daniel. Daniel means God, the judge. He says to the king, King, there is one God who sits in heavens, and he is the God of Israel. He is God of our forefather. He reveals all the revelation. He is the one that I can interpret all the dreams and all the images and all the thoughts. And the same Spirit God gave to us. He said, I will not leave you alone. I will give you my Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit will going to come and reveal you. This is the time, church, we should wake up. We should have an alarm in ourselves that God has given us the revelation, that these revelation we should go and preach to others and teach to others that he is coming. The judgment is coming. The judgment is coming. So look at this. Daniel revealed the dream to the king, and what he says, live with the revealing of the dream is you, Daniel saying, you Nebuchadnezzar king, you will going to live with and be like an animal. Oh, how did king feel? You know, the 7-year period was mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter number 13 and chapter number 17. The 7-year period means that he is coming. He is coming. The judgment is coming. So he wants to give you the rescue. He wants to save you. Look, 7-time period passed away. 7 years in the book of Revelation is coming. So Nebuchadnezzar must recognize that God is the sovereign God. Church, you should be recognizing God is the ruler. So this 7 years of the period related to Revelation chapter number 13 and 17. John talks about the end time. The tribulation is coming. He's giving us the head start, church. He's giving us everything. If you see the chaos around us, don't be shocked about that. Don't be say that I don't know that these things are coming. You know that God has already given us his scripture. He has already given us the prophecies. And that's what we should learn about these things. The judgment of the Nebuchadnezzar's pride. You know, he is so prideful. Oh, I made these nations. I conquered everything. I am. So when you say I am, that is that we are sinning. Everything what we are is all about God. It's all about God. When we were in the womb of our mother, we were created fearfully and wonderfully. Read Psalm 139. It talks about when you were in the womb of your mother, God's hand was touch your mother and it was gone inside the mother and he built you in his own image. And he builds us and then he purchases us with his own blood. So we should be covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. So Nebuchadnezzar, look at that judgment. The fall of Satan was also the pride. Remember the book of Isaiah talk about the pride of Satan, how he fell down from heaven. The book of Ezekiel chapter number 28 talks about how prideful that Satan was, that angel was, that the angel Lucifer was. And then the fall of man, the pride. Genesis chapter 3, if you eat, you will die. The pride took place and he ate and he chose his own will and he chose his own ways. Romans 3:23 talks about that. Everybody has shortened from the glory of God because we are sinful nature. So Nebuchadnezzar had failed to realize that all he had was from God. His possession, power, health, and all comes from God. It's nothing that it is granted to you. It is nothing that it is given to you. It's come from God. So come to the application towards this. It talks about, let us realize that God is the sovereign one. Therefore, I urge you, when Paul writes to the Romans, he says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as the living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true, proper worship. That's what God wants us to do nowadays and surrender ourselves. Second thing is this, let us realize that pride caused our downfall. Whenever we say, I can do all things, this is me, 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 then God said, I will reject you. That's what the Israelite did. That's what the people did. That's what Nebuchadnezzar did. So God did that. So he says, realize all we have, gifts, talents, possessions, power, responsibilities, all comes from God. These are the gifts of the Spirit also. When you go and see in the book of Galatians chapter number, I think 5 talks about 22nd and 23rd word, talks about the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. You should have those things. You know, the third thing is this, may we understand that those who reject God are disciplined by God. You know, God always want you to discipline. That's why he choose his 12 disciples to discipline them. That's why he choose church to discipline first the church and then the church goes out and discipline others. So God warns all mankind, believers and unbelievers. Remember, God gave the great a parable about sowing the seed. When you're sowing the seed, there were the weeds that came in and they grew again. And God said, let them grow together. Remember that? And I will going to cut them at the end. So believer, come together. This is the time that you should realize that I am the royal family. Because Daniel is from the royal family. We are bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we come together. And we communion with the body and with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we say, we come one body. We come into the blood. Our DNA change through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we become from the royal family. That's why Peter says, you belong to the royal family. So today is the time, this is the time you should think in yourself, I belong to the royal family. I am a child of God through the blood of Jesus, through the body of Jesus Christ, that it represents to us. It is nothing that you just take blood and body. It represents that you are becoming sons and daughters of God, the Most High, as He was telling us, come, my people, let's work together. Let's have a communion together. Let's join together. Let's take the body and the bread and the blood of Jesus Christ, and let's consider in ourselves, I became son of God. I became a daughter of God. I became into the royal family, and He's coming to receive the royal family. He will going to rule and reign on this earth for a millennium, and I will going to sit with Him. He says, you, church, will going to sit on the thrones and judge the people. Oh, the judgment is coming, my people. This is the time. Let's all bow down our head and start surrendering ourselves unto you. As Lord, I approach to your table. As Lord, I approach to your feast, as I celebrate this feast with your people, O Lord, I become your royal family. I belong to you, O Lord Jesus. Give me the heart, give me the courage, give me the thought, give me the idea, and give me the spirit that I can convict myself that I am be the child of God. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we worship you. We praise you. We adore you. We give ourselves unto you. You are our King, O Lord. You are coming to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And you need your church with you. So we are standing before you, O Lord. Give us the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge that we may understand your blood and your body, that it makes us you. That we belong to a royal family. Thank you for giving us your body and blood, that we become your sons and daughter, O Lord. Thank you. All glory goes to your name. In Jesus' name we say, amen.